Day 20. Thereupon the world-honored one said to them, in the presence of the great multitude of bodhisattvas, "Truly, truly, good men, I am peaceful, I am in good health, the living beings are ready to be saved, they do not fatigue me, because I already taught them in their consecutive previous existences, and also because they have already honored the past Buddhas respectfully and planted the roots of good. As soon as they saw me and heard my teachings, they received my teachings by faith and entered into the wisdom of the Tathagata, except those who had previously studied and practiced the teachings of the lesser vehicle. Now I am causing the followers of the lesser vehicle to hear this sutra and to enter into the wisdom of the Buddha." Thereupon the four great bodhisattvas sang in gathas, "Excellent, excellent, great hero, world-honored one, the living beings are ready to be saved because in their previous existence they already asked the past Buddhas about their profound wisdom, and having heard about it, understood it by faith. We rejoice at seeing you." Thereupon the world-honored one praised the leading great bodhisattva, saying, "Excellent, excellent, good man, I am glad that you rejoice at seeing me." Thereupon Maitreya Bodhisattva and the other bodhisattvas who had already been present in the congregation before the arrival of the bodhisattvas from underground, 8,000 times as many as the sands of the river Ganges in number, thought, "We've never before seen these great bodhisattva mahasattvas who sprang up from underground, stood before Shakyamuni, the world-honored one, joined their hands together towards him and made offerings to him. Now we see that their leaders inquire after him." Thereupon Maitreya Bodhisattva Mahasattva, seeing what the bodhisattvas numbering 8,000 times as many as the sands of the river Ganges had in their minds, and also wishing to remove his own doubts, joined his hands together towards the Buddha and asked him in gathas, "We've never seen these many thousands of billions of bodhisattvas. Tell me, most honorable biped, where did they come from? They have gigantic bodies, great supernatural powers, and inconceivable wisdom. They are resolute in mind. They have great power of patience. All living beings are glad to see them. Where did they come from? They are each accompanied by as many attendants as the sands of the river Ganges. Some great bodhisattvas are each accompanied by attendants 60,000 times as many as the sands of the river Ganges. They are seeking the enlightenment of the Buddha with all their hearts. The number of these great teachers is 60,000 times the number of the sands of the river Ganges. They came together and made offerings to you. Now they protect and keep this sutra. The attendants or disciples accompanying each of the other great bodhisattvas number 50,000 times or 40,000 times or 30,000 times or 20,000 times or 10,000 times or 1,000 times or 100 times or as many as the sands of the river Ganges, or a half or a third or a quarter of the number of the sands of the river Ganges, or as many as the sands of the river Ganges divided by a billion, or 10 million, nauta, a billion, or 50 million, or a million, 10,000, 1,000, or 100, or 50, 10, 3, 2, or 1. The great bodhisattvas who are accompanied by fewer attendants are even more numerous. Some great bodhisattvas have no attendants because they prefer a solitary life. They are the most numerous. They came together to you. No one will be able to count all these great bodhisattvas, even if he uses a counting wand for more kalpas than the number of sands in the river Ganges. These bodhisattvas have great powers and virtues and energy. Who expounded the Dharma to them? Who taught them? Who qualified them to attain perfect enlightenment? Under whom did they begin to aspire for enlightenment? What teaching of the Buddha did they extol? What sutra did they keep in practice? What teaching of the Buddha did they study? These bodhisattvas have supernatural powers and the great power of wisdom. The ground of this world quaked and cracked. They sprang up from under the four quarters of this world. World-honored one, I have never seen them before. I do not know any of them. They appeared suddenly from underground. Tell me why. Many thousands of myriads of millions of bodhisattvas in this great congregation also want to know this. There must be some reason, possessor of immeasurable virtues, world-honored one, remove our doubts. At that time, the Buddhas, who had come from many thousands of billions of worlds outside this world, were sitting cross-legged in lion-like seats under the jeweled trees in this Saha world and the neighboring worlds of the eight quarters. Those Buddhas were replicas of Shakyamuni Buddha. The attendant of each of those Buddhas saw that many bodhisattvas had sprang up from under the four quarters of the Saha world, which was composed of 1,000 million Sumbera worlds and stayed in the sky. He said to the Buddha whom he was accompanying, "World honored one, where did these innumerable Asanka bodhisattvas come from?" That Buddha said to his attendant, "Good man, wait a while. There is a bodhisattva mahasattva called Maitreya in this congregation." Shakyamuni Buddha assured him of his future attainment of Buddhahood, saying, "You will become a Buddha immediately after me." Maitreya has already asked Shakyamuni Buddha about this matter. Shakyamuni Buddha will answer him. You will be able to hear the answer. Thereupon Shakyamuni Buddha said to Maitreya Bodhisattva, "Excellent, excellent Ajita, you asked me a very important question. All of you should concentrate your minds, wear the armor of endeavors, and be resolute. Now I will reveal, I will show the wisdom of the Buddhas, their supernatural powers without hindrance, their dauntless powers like a lion's, and their great power of bravery." Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in gathis, "Exert yourself and concentrate your minds. Now I will tell you about this matter. Do not doubt me. My wisdom is difficult to understand. Arouse your power of faith and do good patiently. You will be able to hear the Dharma that you have never heard before. Now I will relieve you. Do not doubt me. Do not be afraid. I do not tell a lie. My wisdom is immeasurable. The highest Dharma that I attained is profound and difficult to understand. Now I will expound it. Listen to me with all your hearts." Thereupon the world-honored one, having sung these gathas, said to Maitreya Bodhisattva, "Now I will tell you all in this great multitude, Ajita. I know that you have never seen these great innumerable Asanka Bodhisattva Mahasattvas who sprang up from underground. After I attained Anuttara Sambhaka Sambodhi in this Saha world, I taught these bodhisattvas, led them, trained them, and caused them to aspire for enlightenment. They lived in the sky below this Saha world. When they were there, they read many sutras, recited them, understood them, thought them over, evaluated them, and remembered them correctly. Ajita, these good men did not wish to talk much with others about things other than the Dharma, but to live in a quiet place. They practiced this, the way of strenuously without a rest. They did not live among gods and men. They had no hindrance in seeking profound wisdom. They always sought the teachings of the Buddha. They sought unsurpassed wisdom strenuously with all their hearts." Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in gathas, "Ajita, know this. These great bodhisattvas have studied and practiced the wisdom of the Buddha for the past innumerable kalpas. They are my sons because I taught them and caused them to aspire for great enlightenment. They have been living in this world for the past innumerable kalpas. They always practiced the dutta. They wished to live in a quiet place. They kept away from bustling crowds. They did not wish to talk much. These sons of mine studied my teaching strenuously day and night in order to attain the enlightenment of the Buddha. They lived in the sky below this Saha world. Resolute in mind, they always sought wisdom and expounded various wonderful teachings without fear. I once sat under the Bodhi tree in the city of Gaya and attained perfect enlightenment and turned the wheel of the unsurpassed Dharma. Then I taught them and caused them to aspire for enlightenment. Now they do not falter in seeking enlightenment. They will be able to become Buddhas. My words are true. Believe me with all your hearts. I have been teaching them since the remotest past." Thereupon Maitreya Bodhisattva Mahasattva and the innumerable bodhisattvas in the congregation doubted the Buddha's words, which they had never heard before. They thought, "How did the world-honored one teach these great innumerable Asanka bodhisattvas and qualify them to attain Anuttara Sammaka Sambodhi in such a short time?" Maitreya Bodhisattva said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, when you, the Tathagata, were a crown prince, you left the place of the palace of the Shakras, sat at the place of enlightenment not far from the city of Gaya, and attained Anuttara Sammaka Sambodhi. It is only 40-odd years since then, world-honored one. How did you do these great deeds of the Buddha in such a short time? Did you teach these great innumerable bodhisattvas and qualify them to attain Anuttara Sammaka Sambodhi by your powers or by your merits? World-honored one, no one can count the number of these great bodhisattvas even if he goes on counting them for thousands of billions of kalpas. They have already planted roots of good, practiced the way, and performed Brahma practices under innumerable Buddhas from the remotest past, world-honored one. It is difficult for anyone in the world to believe this. It is as difficult as to believe that a handsome black-haired man, 25 years old, who points to men 100 years old and says, "They are my sons," or as to believe a man 100 years old who points to a young man and say, "This is our father, he brought us up." You are like the young man. It is not long since you attained enlightenment, but it is many thousands of billions of kalpas since this great multitude of these bodhisattvas began to practice the way strenuously in order to attain the enlightenment of the Buddha. During that time, they entered into, stayed in, and came out of many hundreds of thousands of billions of samadhis and obtained great supernatural powers. They performed Brahma practices for a long time. They learned good teachings one by one and obtained the ability to answer questions skillfully. They are regarded as the treasures of the world of men by all the people of the world because they are rare. Today you say that after you attained the enlightenment of the Buddha, you caused them to aspire for enlightenment, taught them, and led them into the way to Anuttara Sambhag Sambodhi. World-honored one, you did these deeds of great merit, although it is not long since you attained Buddhahood. We believe that your words, given according to the capacities of all living beings, are infallible, and that we understand all that you know. But the beginners in bodhisattvahood after your extinction, if they hear these words of yours, will not receive them by faith, but to commit the sin of violating the Dharma. Therefore, world-honored one, explain all this so that we may be able to remove our doubts, and that the good men in the future may have no doubts when they hear these words of yours. Thereupon, Maitreya Bodhisattva, wishing to repeat what he had said, singing gathas, "It is not long since you renounced the family of the chakras and sat under this Bodhi tree near Gaya. These sons of yours are innumerable. They have practiced the way of Buddhahood for a long time. They have supernatural powers and the power of wisdom. They have studied the way of bodhisattvas well. They are not defiled by worldliness, just as a lotus flower is not defiled by water. They sprang up from underground and are now standing before you respectfully. This is difficult to understand. How can we believe this? You attained enlightenment quite recently, but you have done so many things. Remove our doubts. Explain all this as it is. Suppose a man 25 years old points to gray-haired and wrinkled-faced men 100 years old and says, 'These are my sons.' Suppose old men point to a young man and say, 'He is our father.' No one in the world will believe that a father is younger than his sons. You are like the father. You attained enlightenment quite recently. These bodhisattvas are resolute in mind. They are not timid. They have practiced the way of bodhisattvas for the past innumerable kalpas. They are good at answering difficult questions. They are fearless and patient. They are handsome and powerful and virtuous. They are praised by the Buddhas of the worlds of the ten quarters. They expound the Dharma clearly. They do not wish to live among men. They prefer dwelling in dhyana concentration and lived in the sky below in order to attain the enlightenment of the Buddha. We do not doubt your words because we heard them direct from you. Explain all this so that the living beings in the future may be able to understand your words, Buddha. Those who doubt this sutra and do not believe it will fall into the evil regions. Explain all this to us now. How did you teach these innumerable bodhisattvas in such a short time and cause them to aspire for enlightenment and not falter in seeking enlightenment?" Here ends the fifth volume of the Sutra of the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma, and ends day 20.